Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team is starting to take shape for the 25-26 season. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
The Missouri State University West Plains Grizzly basketball team is taking shape for the coming season. And to this point, Coach Jared Fay says, we have seven players that are signed for the coming season. We'll start with the returners. Sean Glass will be a sophomore guard, 6'1", from West Monroe, Louisiana, in his second season at MSU West Plains. Meanwhile, Jalen Heisen returns, a 6'6 sophomore from Trinidad. Jake Sage, 6'1 shooting guard, sophomore from Springfield, Kickapoo. And Blaine Harris, 6'5 returning sophomore from Cape Girardeau. The new faces for the coming season will include Alonzo Easterling, a 6'11 freshman from Fayetteville, North Carolina, who comes to the Grizzlies through the transfer portal from Canisius College in Buffalo, New York. Desiah Green, a 6'3 guard and all-around good player from Springfield Parkview, has signed with the Grizzlies. Plus, another transfer, Tyrell Smith, a 6'3 sophomore guard from Tampa, Florida. He is transferring to West Plains from Coffeyville Community College. That's a recruiting update for the Grizzlies for the upcoming basketball season as it stands today. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Grizzly basketball will get started on October 6th with a scrimmage at the West Plains Civic Center. Wedgewood Country Club will be hosting their second annual 36-hole two-person four-ball scramble tournament this Saturday and Sunday. $300 per team. Tee times of 7:30 in the morning and 1 p.m. in the afternoon both days. Calcutta Saturday evening after flights have been broken. 90% cash payback. Format is a 9-hole scramble and then a 4-ball the second 9 holes. Sign your team up at Wedgewood Country Club in Kabul. Field is limited to 50 entries. St. Louis Cardinals were off yesterday, but get ready for a weekend series with the Texas Rangers. With more, here's your Redbird update.
The Cardinals are in Arlington as they will open up a three-game weekend series against the Texas Rangers beginning tonight. Two teams going in different directions. The Cardinals in the month of May are 18-7, and they have won 7 of their last 8 series, while Texas, they come in having lost 15 of their last 26 games, including 8 of their last 10. Matthew Liberatore on the mound tonight for the Cardinals, 3-3, with a 2.73 ERA. He has a no decision in each of his last 3 outings, but he has given up 2 runs or less in 8 straight starts. Rookie righty Jack Leiter is going to go for the Rangers. He is 3-2 with a 4.17 ERA, and this is going to be the first time in his career that he has faced off against the Cardinals. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 7:05. That means coverage gets underway at 6:10. For the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Matt Pauley.
Catch all the Cardinal games on KUKU 100.3. Tonight's pregame, 6:10. And the first pitch, 7:05. Congratulations to Lady Eagles soccer players Grace Radford and Alea Kramer. Alea received second-team All-District, and Grace earned a spot on the All-District first team. Congratulations. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.